When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely baritone voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, 6 years strong. It also validates the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits, all the other good stuff and bad stuff, y'all. Today's episode is going to be about the inner monologue of a narcissist. What's going on inside the mind of a narcissist? What are they thinking? What are we thinking? So, over the past 3 years of this journey on social media, growth and whatnot, interacting with millions, like literally, I've been interacting with millions of people over the last few years. I've personally spoken to 4,000 or 5,000 different people along this journey, tens of thousands of messages. I've talked to so many other like self-aware narcissists on this journey as well. But you know, the inner monologue of narcissists, the people ask me like, what's going on inside of your mind? Just like, what are you thinking throughout the day? Yeah, I would just say, just from my personal perspective, that the inner monologue of myself and some other self-aware narcissists is going to be a lot of negativity, a lot of shame, a lot of self-doubt, a lot of grandiosity, a lot of, you know, just kind of sometimes it's just, it's, I would say the inner monologue, my inner monologue, if I close my eyes and just listen to myself, it's telling me what I cannot do. My inner monologue, the little voice inside of my head, is telling me that I can't, you know, it's, Lee, that's the devil. That's the Jezebel spirit. Okay, whatever y'all say. Anyway, I get that all the time. Lee, the devil, dude, that's, I'm glad you said the little voice inside your head, Lee. Because that's the little voice of Lucifer. You know, that's Jezebel's voice whispering to you. No. but it's just telling me what I cannot do. Like, you're not going to be good enough. No matter what you do, people are not going to listen to you. You're not going to, your platform is going to fall apart. People are going to pass you. You're not good enough. Like, it always is negative self-talk, y'all. It's just like the negativity that goes inside of my mind is absolutely crazy sometimes. It's draining. I would say it's crazy, and it's crazy draining because it feel like it takes so much out of you just to get up and move around throughout the day. And y'all, let me go ahead and say this too. This video, podcast, whatnot, is to make you, I'm not trying to make you feel sorry for a narcissistic person that's treating you horribly. Don't do that. I'm not asking you for to do that. I'm just saying this is how some of their minds might be thinking, because there's a lot of negative self-talk. It's a lot of beating themselves, ourselves up. It's a lot of just clubbing yourself over the head, wanting more, but not being able to pursue it. Demanding more from others than you are willing to demand of yourself. Thinking that you're being so delusional, thinking that you deserve some type of superiority or success just because you are you, not because you're more qualified, more educated, not because you have more years of service. I deserve more because I am me, but also telling me at the same time, it's like a conflicting voice at the same time saying, hey, I deserve more than what I have just because who I am. But also, you don't deserve it at the same time because you're not good enough. That's why you don't have it. You deserve more, but you can't get it because you're not more. You will never be more. That's the inner monologue is telling me every single day, y'all, for the last 30, since I've become the last 30 something years, this is what I've been hearing inside my head every single day. There's not a day that goes by that my mind doesn't try to defeat me. So many people think just self-awareness is clear. Self-awareness is healing. Y'all, self-awareness is just self-awareness. If anything, self-awareness makes the voice louder. It's like you turn the volume up because now I know. I used to think that voice was just me. I used to think the inner monologue that I'm having, the inner dialogue, what you want to call it, I used to think the voice was just me. I thought it was just my voice. But when you turn the volume up, it sounds different. That's not me. It's me, but it's not me. You see what I'm saying? It's me, but it's not me at the same time. It's like self-awareness turns the volume up. And that's why you see so many people run away from self-awareness. Self-awareness does not mean healed. Does not mean cured. It does not automatically provide you the card to be a better person or be a better human being. That takes work. Self-awareness just, it's like you open your eyes. Self-awareness is, oh, I'm woke. I see it. I do it. I hear it. You know now. So it turns the voice up. And the inner monologue typically, y'all, is a component, is a product of shame. The inner monologue of a narcissist typically is a product of shame or shame avoidance, trying to get away from shame, trying to combat it, trying to figure out a way to just, you know, the shame speaks so loudly to me and to a lot of other narcissists. Like you see them, that's why you see so many other narcissistic people being impulsive, being impulsive, self-destructing their lives, blowing up their lives. You know what I mean? Because if I self-destruct my life, there's a confirmation bias that goes on within my head that say, hey, I knew I didn't deserve it anyway. I wanted it. I knew I didn't deserve it. So my mind says, oh yeah, you didn't deserve it. So you blew it up. At least you blew it up. The monologue, y'all, self-defense. The monologue inside of my head is telling me that I needed to defend myself. Always walk around with your armor on and your sword ready to strike. It's like preparing for a war back in the day, y'all. Like you got to put with the knights put on the armor and grab their armor and their helmets and put on their shit, grab their shield and their sword. That's what it's kind of like every single day. Like my mind tells me, hey, when you wake, it's not just when you leave the house, y'all. It's like when you wake up, put your armor on. You only take it off to go to sleep. And sometimes some people sleep in their armor. You know what I mean? Some people sleep in their armor. That's why you see some narcissists or toxic people that have sleep. They can't go to sleep at night because they're sleeping on their armor. They feel like they haven't done enough. The voice won't let them rest. The shame won't let them rest. The inner monologue, the inner voice, little voice inside their head won't let them rest. So they sleep with their armor on. So imagine never taking your armor off. It's going to sting inside there. You be stinging, sweaty, dirty ass, narcissistic, little toxic soldier. Take that armor off. You stink, bathe. You know what I mean? You can't even take it off to use the bathroom. You got to use the bathroom in there. But that's how it goes, though, y'all. Some people have to sleep in their armor. I don't sleep in my armor anymore because, like I said, I've been awakened to my behaviors and to my toxicity for a long time. And I make the active choice to work on it. I make the active choice to work on it and to take it a different. I take a different approach. My approach is I am not for everybody. This is my outer monologue. This is my voice talking to you right now. I am not for everybody. So if you watch this, you don't agree with my approach or how I do it, I don't give a damn. Do what you want to do. You know, some people who leave you stupid thing, cool, whatever. Blah blah blah, boop boop boop, beep beep beep. Whatever you say. What do you say, Bucko? You do you. Do you know what I mean? See how far you make it. You make it farther than me in this way, but it's all good. But like I said, y'all, it's the process, y'all. It's the mindset that so many of us go through, like the inner dialogue, the inner monologue, whatever you want to say it, is rough. So it used to be, that's why I was just saying, y'all, it used to be for me, because I've been in therapy for so long, it used to be an inner monologue, but I feel like now it's more of a dialogue. And no, I don't have DID. I do not have dissociative identity disorder. I just feel like now, I talk back to myself. I talk back to the shame. I feel like I've turned the volume up on my own. I've turned the volume up on my own identity more, because when I said earlier, I didn't know who I was. I didn't know who I was. Like you don't know who that voice is. It sounds like me, but is it really me? It's me, but it don't sound like me. We turn the volume up, but now my voice speaks back. Me, I speak back. Shame is a liar. You know, a lot of narcissists. Like I said again, y'all, a lot of narcissists go back out here. Back to what I was talking about. A lot of narcissists go out here and they're in defense mode. This person is trying to attack you. It's paranoia. The paranoia makes them be in self-defense mode. So the inner monologue is telling you to find ways to defend yourself. So when I meet new people, y'all, and a lot of other narcissists will be guilty of this. When you meet new people, you are always trying to find a way to take them down. You're always trying to find a way to blow their stuff up just in case they try to do it to you. You're always trying to find a way to do. You're always trying to find a way to go about doing things, go about helping yourself, and to go about feeling a type of way. You're always trying to find a way to be safe, so you can make it back home. Your armor is on. Be ready to strike. That's pretty much what it is. You're always on. You know, what's that? DEFCON 5 or whatever. You're always ready for war. You're always ready to fight just in case. That's why if you see narcissistic people, be, they ready to jump down your damn throat. When you say something little to them, you say something minor to them, they're ready to jump down your throat like you just attack them, like you try to hurt them. Like, wait, I ain't saying nothing. What are you doing? I ain't saying that mean thing. What are you talking about? What are we arguing? You know what I mean? That's the dialogue. That's the monologue that a lot of people experience, though, y'all. That's why I tell so many people this thing. It's just, sometimes it can get a little, it can become a lot trying to repeat yourself to a lot of people, because like people, some people don't listen, y'all. And again, do I want more people to listen? Yeah, absolutely. I would be lying to you if I said I didn't. But everybody's not gonna listen to y'all, and it's fine. Like, everybody's inner monologue is gonna be different. Some people's inner monologue is focused on other people. You mean, some people's inner monologue has them focusing on other people. It doesn't allow them to focus on themselves. So they focus on other people around them. If I can't change myself or the voice inside my head, you know what I can change? Other people around me, which is even more difficult, y'all. Focusing on changing somebody else is way more difficult, way more calculated. It's just a lot. A lot goes into it, y'all. Seriously. You know what I mean? It's inside of my head, y'all. I would say it just inside of my head, internally, makes me exhausted externally, because I just, it's my mind doesn't shut off, y'all. That's why it's so hard for me to meditate. I don't even meditate no more. I try to meditate, but I end up doing what I call free thinking. And I'm going to talk more about free thinking here in one of my next videos. But free thinking is when I get into a meditative position, like I'm going to meditate, but I just let my thoughts flow. And it's just like, it's kind of freeing, and it's kind of cathartic. You allow that kind of release in that aspect of things right there, y'all. But y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I know I rambled on a little bit this episode, y'all. I just had to get that off my chest. Self-Love Journal is available on Amazon. If you don't have one, go get one right now. Right now. Amazon, Lee Hammack, Self-Love. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I'm eternally grateful for every single one of y'all, because as much as y'all say y'all learn from me, I promise you, I learn even more from each and every one of you. Also, y'all, before you go, if you listen to this on YouTube, hit the join membership, y'all. I just posted my first family vlog behind the scenes. My wife is on the vlog. My kids are on there. We're talking throughout our day. It's a fun vlog, y'all. And there's like channel memberships. Hit the join button on the channel, or go to the comment section or the description and find the join button or whatever. And then Apple Music, Spotify, hit that 5 stars for me. Be so close to 1,000 ratings. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace.